Welcome to A Winnipeg Slice, stories about a little piece of Winnipeg with Christine Ahrens and Christy Nickel. On today's Winnipeg Slice, Christy Nickel talks to Cindy Tugwell from Heritage Winnipeg about Winnipeg's nutty club buildings and what their new heritage status really means.
So I'm sure you've seen the Nutty Club buildings near the Forks, but do you know how special they really are? I'm sitting down with Cindy Tugwell of Heritage Winnipeg to talk about those buildings and their newfound heritage status. So Cindy, for those who don't know the history of the Nutty Club buildings, can you break down the basics as to why they were approved to get heritage status and what that means?
There's several reasons why a building is designated. So in using this as an example, you would look at the age of the structure. You would look at if the architect was significant, the social history, how well the building's been maintained and how significant it is to Winnipeg's history. So in this particular case, the building was built in 1905, Romanesque revival style, and the architect was very significant, Gordon Russell, and it's been very well maintained. So on very many levels, this building epitomizes the qualifications that are necessary to get heritage status.
So there are multiple buildings with the Nutty Club murals on them. Are all of those considered heritage status now, or is it just one of them?
Well, heritage status can be twofold, or designation we call it, and it's being added to the City of Winnipeg's list of historical resources. So by protecting the facade, the exterior of the building, the mural will be protected, which means that they can't alter it. And then second to that would be designation for the interior character-defining elements. So whether it's the Romanesque windows, or it's a staircase, or pressed tin ceilings, in this particular case, they're all listed as part of the designation that goes to the Standing Committee on Heritage and Development. They're all listed as to what needs to be protected.
Very interesting. How does Heritage Winnipeg go about gaining this status for certain buildings?
Well, Heritage Winnipeg is a nonprofit charitable organization, so we're the ones that raise profile. We're the watchdog also for the City of Winnipeg to be able to make sure that these buildings are maintained and protected. And part of that is advocating these designations.
Okay, well, I thank you so much for sitting down with me today, and good luck with your future buildings and endeavors.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
This has been A Winnipeg Slice with Christy Nickel and Christine Ahrens on 93.7 CJNU. A Winnipeg Slice, stories about a little piece of Winnipeg.